Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. This is James Glory from Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England with this morning's glory message for you. I want to talk to you about forgiveness today. You see, not to forgive someone is like drinking poison and expecting one's enemy to die. And bitterness is a barbed wire ball that the cat can never possibly cough. There is a link between a lack of forgiveness and bitterness. Hebrews 12:15 says, looking diligently, lest any man fail the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. By saying many be defiled, the word of God implies that bitterness is infectious. Yes, believe it or not, bitterness is transferable. And if your words be coloured by dark shades of bitterness, then you're passing the peacelessness on. Remember, as I've said many times, in the tongue is the power of life and death. And the Bible is clear that where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. I want to give you testimony about my father. My father was a drunk. He's dead now, God rest his soul. And I witnessed a lot of violence when I was young. He never paid any attention to me. I grew up feeling rejected, bitter. And for many years when I was in drug abuse, I used to drink about my father. Whenever I used to drink, I used to think of my father. The smell of drink used to make me react as a teenager violently. It sounds crazy, but true. I used to see his face and I became, you know, I used to hear the words of people, "You look like your father." And many, many years I would wonder, why me? Why was my father this way? And it was eating me and churning up inside me, and I could never let go. But by the grace of God, I placed understanding around where my father was. I found out later on in life that he was for a family of 10 children, that his own father once threw him in a river and tried to kill him, that, you know, he never had a proper upbringing, and that there was, though there's no excuse for the cruel behaviour towards my mother and this poor parenting skills, to say the least, I could get a handle on maybe where he was and why. And that day when I brought it to the Lord and I said, "Lord, this is killing me. This lack of forgiveness is killing me, not my father." And I forgave him. I managed to get the grace from God to forgive him and let go. And it was one of those pivotal points, the tipping point, do you know, where a lot of things changed. I did actually feel a genuine sense of relief. I genuinely let go. Now, one time, I was in trouble with the police and I knew that my father was living in Brighton. And so what I did is I stole some money and I went down to find him. The police were looking for me. I was only maybe 15, 16, 17. The police were looking for me and I thought, I'll go find my father. He'll know what to do. Forgetting with my immaturity and my lack of, you know, knowledge about the world, etc., etc., not seeing things clearly coloured by my despair and the troubles I was having, I went to find him. And I went to a place where sort of I'd heard, you know, people would go. Remember, he was a drinker. And he died the day before I got there. He died the day before I got there. And the anger and the hatred and the pain that built up in me, you know, subsequently, I ended up hanging around in squats in Brighton and taking heroin and hanging around with Hell's Angels, and I become unsavoury, violent and very aggressive. And it's indeed, you know, not to forgive someone is like drinking poison and expecting one's enemy to die. And again, bitterness is a barbed wire ball that the cat can never possibly cough. Indeed, and this, you see, hatred stirreth up strife, but love covereth all sins. I prayed for the grace to forgive. Can you forgive today? To go into 2010 carrying the weight of hatred, bitterness and resent, a lack of forgiveness, will ruin 2010. So I pray that today you will be able to forgive. Call to mind that person now who you can't possibly forgive for what they've done, and let it go. Ask God for the grace, because God sent his only son to die in forgiveness for our sins. And that power can be given to you. So speak it out today. Say, "I forgive in the name of Jesus." This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England, blessing you today.